The new district maps are one step closer to taking effect. A legislative committee votes 3-2 along party lines to recommend the new state and congressional district boundaries drafted by Republicans. Senator John Erpenbach says he didn't like not being able to question key players at a public hearing.
And again, this is no reflection on the chair or other members of the committee. I understand you need to do what you need to do, but I think to spend $50,000 a month and not even be able to question the lawyers or question the leadership about this map is not a good day for the state.
Chairman Rich Zipperer explains an amendment approved unanimously by the panel, so cities and counties that have already drawn their new districts won't have to change them in order to fit the state's boundaries.
To ensure that none of the supervisory districts or aldermanic districts in the state, the work that has already been done, none of that work needs to be thrown out. I certainly want to be very sensitive to the work that has been done, the time, the money that has been invested there.
The new redistricting plans go to the Senate on Tuesday and the Assembly on Wednesday. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.